15.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We go right back into your calls, and we start things out with Sam in Texas on the AMP line. Hello, Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Ian, there's a couple things I want to take you to task on here, and it's related to this KGEZ situation. In the first year that I started listening, there were a couple times where just the way you kind of responded to the callers got me to where I myself was just kind of upset, to where I almost stopped listening to Free Talk Live. And one of them is certainly on the conspiracy callers, and the other time is not any specific issue, but just when a caller calls in with what I think is a pretty good argument against the free market handling a specific issue, if your response is kind of weak, I kind of sense a little bit of frustration coming from you that's aimed at the caller. Does that make sense?
Possibly. Certainly, I know that the conspiracy theorists are certainly frustrating to me.
I don't like that term, conspiracy theorist. I prefer crackpot conspiracy.
Crackpot conspiracy?
Here's the reason. Well, I'm not trying to be mean. It's because everybody has a different conspiracy theory of some sort or another. And when you say conspiracy theorists, you alienate people that, you know.
How about the rabbit hole? Maybe rabbit hole conspiracy theorists. That sounds a little nicer.
I don't know. I don't know how far, you know, obviously there's people that don't believe that the whole goes as far as I do or whatever, and you know, they're going to disagree to some extent. But I think that conspiracy theorists, the term is just, it's belittling.
It is certainly frustrating to me that they continue to harp on trying to get us to, like, convert us to, you know, becoming true believers in, you know, all of the craziness that they believe in. And, you know, they continually try, and they don't, you know, they never give up. So I guess that's frustrating to me. I can certainly understand that.
Well, and I think the symptoms, the things that they complain about are really the symptoms, you know, that you're cutting them off, that, oh, you won't do the research, or that you don't believe, or that you guys are rejecting their viewpoint.
But it's never enough, Sam. I mean, I can state, as I have many times, that I have actually watched several of the conspiracy videos. Pretty much every Alex Jones video he's ever released, I've actually seen them all. And, you know, I have done some level of looking into these things, but it's never enough because they have done hundreds of hours of research. And if I haven't done as much of research as they have done, and if I'm not having the conspiracy expert guests on the program that they want to hear from, then it's just not satisfying to them.
So, Ian, I think what you're doing is addressing the symptoms rather than the problem. And I think the problem here is that when these guys call in, they're not feeling heard. I mean, this is just like in that video you've seen where
I agree with that.
The cop was not acknowledging my comments. He was talking back to me in a childish voice, and all those things can create rage. You know, somebody can have a disagreement with you and walk away, and in a couple days they're over it. But when they don't feel heard, that's when they're going to take these additional steps and, you know, launch a campaign or whatever to try and, you know, do you guys in or whatever.
But there's only, I see where you're coming from, and I agree with that. Certainly that is going to be many of their objections, is that, you know, well, I didn't get enough time to talk about what I wanted to talk about. And, you know, as the last guy, Swampy, said, well, you know, this isn't Free Talk Live. You've only given me 30 seconds, even though he was on with us for 6 minutes or however long that was.
Yeah.
And so
which is an eternity in talk radio.
There's a certain point at which you can never make everybody happy. I mean, when you're in business, that is what you'd like to do. I mean, gosh, if I could make everybody happy and if everybody would listen to this show and like what they heard, then, man, that'd be great for our ratings and it'd be great for our advertisers and all that. But I do understand that when we take controversial stands on issues, iconoclastic stands on issues, we are going to alienate some people. And when we don't do exactly what some of them want us to do, maybe that's listen for 10 minutes straight or go and do research. When we don't do those things, I can see that. And I can see why that would be frustrating to somebody.
I don't, but that's not what Sam's saying. I mean, it's not the stance that he's claiming is the problem. I mean, we can take whatever stances
we
want.
It's that we don't listen or whatever. And
right.
Is that we're rejecting them out of hand.
It's not rejecting. It's the manner in which you listen. And, you know, when I say, you know, things like, Swampy, I hear that you're frustrated with this, that helps to you know, cement in their mind we're listening as opposed to just, you know, jumping down somebody's throat. And I know what we've had off-air conversations about crackpot conspiracy theorists and what we want to do and how we want to deal with them. And, you know, one of the thought processes has been, let's just jump down their throat and get them off the air as quickly as possible. Right?
Well, they do get the opportunity to state their initial point, whatever
it
was.
Yeah, they do. They
you
do.
Wanted to call
sure.
and tell us about the chemtrails over your house. Okay, tell us your little story, and then we'll talk about why we don't care, why we don't think that's relevant to what it is that
right.
we find
and
important
I think
in
I
our
don't
lives.
Care to – it's not relevant is – I think that's a – it's not relevant is simply a better statement.
Okay, that's
yeah,
fine.
Mark,
I could.
I want to jump in and kind of expand on what you're saying. I think what might be effective is really to kind of jump into these people's world for a little bit, explore it with them, repeat back, you know, what it is they're telling you so that they do feel heard, and then talk to them about, you know, what is it like when you go out and tell the average citizen that there's a mind control machine in Alaska and the government's run by lizard people? How do they respond to you, and is that an effective way to bring about change and the changes that you want to see in society and in the world?
I think that's a good way of asking the question. The other thing that's frustrating on our side is that often to put forward arguments like what you're outlining right there, it takes a great deal of time. And
yes.
you know, we want to have a show that's that has broad appeal. And I can tell you, when you're talking about a mind control device in Alaska, it doesn't have broad appeal.
Well, and not only that, but that could still be entertaining, but there's also a factor of where our a good bulk of our listeners that aren't of the crackpot conspiracy mindset are really tired of hearing it. I mean, they're really tired of hearing the same old stuff, 9/11 truth, chemtrails, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, when one chemtrail caller calls in, then it seems like 10 of them call in after that. And it can be frustrating to a good bulk of our listeners. So, again, the question becomes, do we trade off this one subset of listeners' happiness for the happiness of the one caller to make him feel more heard than he might otherwise feel? It's a tough, tough position to be in, and I'm sure you can understand that, Sam.
Absolutely, I agree. I don't know where the line or, you know, what the best way to solve it is. It's just going to be one of those things, I think, that'll come with experience.
I think you're right, and I'm glad that you've called in to make suggestions. Certainly, I think that there are some things that we can change to perhaps smooth out the process to some extent. But, you know, when the day is over and done with, I mean, none of us are going to go home and do the research that many of these crackpot conspiracy callers would like us to do,
yeah, well,
and it bothers them so much that we don't.
It's not doing the research. The research that's foolish, because the fact is, you can research in any direction you wish. You can find out whatever you want. You can find enough information out there to prove that there are, in fact, lizard men running the world as shapeshifters that have been here for 10 million years or whatever. There's enough research out there that you can read that stuff, and if you decide that it's true or whatever, you just can't. There's too much information out there to actually research anything exhaustively. You've got to use your sense and what makes sense to you. And if you come up with different conclusions, that's fine. The stance that we take on this show is, I don't know who or what or why they blew up the World Trade Centers on 9/11. The point is that we don't want to do a show about it. We don't want to spend a lot of time on it, because even if we could prove that it was an inside job committed by, you know, the New World Order,
whoever,
it's not relevant.
What would we be able to do about it?
It's not relevant to what we're doing as far as our activism is concerned about achieving liberty in our lifetime. It's not relevant to what you're doing, Sam, in that you're going into courtrooms and asking very relevant questions about the nature of the government and things like that. So I like that shift from I don't care to it's not relevant, and that is where I think that we should focus on. But that still doesn't satisfy the person who's calling in. And again, we're never going to be able to satisfy everyone. That's something that you just have to accept up front. Otherwise, you'll drive yourself crazy. But the person who calls in that has factoid after factoid after factoid, they want to get out there to the masses about what they think happened on 9/11 or Oklahoma City or whatever – That we just don't have time for. Give us a factoid or two, okay, that's fine, and you can call back another time and do it again if you want to, and it'll just spark the same conversation about why we think it's not relevant. A good conversation, Sam, and as always, thank you for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
Yeah, yep.
And Mark, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including live streams, broadband version, and dial-up versions of the show, both free for you. Enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx, and you'll also find out how you can get a free webcam. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Use the code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue here in a moment with the phone calls, real quick email from Mark, kind of in relation to Free Talk Live not being perhaps as smooth as we could be. And we're humans. We can get upset. We're fallible. We make mistakes. And I think that I agree with where Mark's coming from on this. He says, Ian, I've been listening to the show for about a year, and I've got to say, you guys have totally changed my views. Well, we didn't change your views. You changed your views. We just gave you a little information. Anyway, he says, I've come from a law and order Republican to a close to a voluntarist in a pretty short period of time. I guess the main thing was the message of the non-initiation of force principle. Once I heard this and actually sat down and thought about it, there was no turning back for me. I've always been impressed with both of you guys' ability to put forth your views in a logical and persuasive fashion. Most of the time, the arguments are principled, and ad hominem attacks have, I swear I wasn't drinking.
Yeah, articulation is clearly not our strong point.
Have almost never been used. I've got to say, though, that I'm disappointed with Mark and his disrespect for the retired Navy man that called into the show on Saturday. The term hired killer that he used.
Paid killers.
Well, anyway, that's what he remembered, was hired killer, that he used may have been accurate, but it served absolutely no purpose other than to start an uproar from several veterans that called in afterwards. While it made for good radio, his attack did nothing but instantly close the minds of those listeners that may have been receptive to the message of liberty.
I'm not sure that that's true. And, you know, I felt it was
unnecessarily incendiary. I did feel that as you said it, Mark.
I understand you did, and, you know, we talked about that off the air. You know, the fact is, it's the truth. And it's not the truth in the same way of dropping the N-word is for on a black person. I mean, that's, the truth in some way, and it's certainly incendiary. But I think that it gets some people to think. Maybe I'm wrong, you know, but I was able to back it up later.
I think there would have been.
I said, you know, what is the military's job, Gilly?
I think if you would have started perhaps with questions about the nature of the military.
He asked me a question.
Yeah, I see.
He asked me, have you ever been in the service?
Well, remember, let me continue with Mark's email. He says, I was brought into the liberty movement by the rational, logical ideas that are expounded on your program. And if I'd stumbled on Free Talk Live last Saturday for the first time, I'm not sure that I would have tuned into the next podcast. You both should be concerned with that. I found Mark's comment disrespectful and unnecessary. While I don't support the things the military are doing today, I still respect those that are willing to volunteer for the job. Why in the world would Mark attack this gentleman? I'm perplexed. I'll still be tuning in and hope that in the future that when this type of topic comes up again, that a more persuasive and effective way of communicating the message of liberty can be found to deal with this type of situation. I'm confident that Mark didn't realize how harsh it sounded, and I'm using this example to myself when trying to talk to people about these ideas. I myself at times have chosen words that have turned off people that I may have been able to gotten to stop and think instead of just tuning me out and walking away.
I think this is where I come from with that comment, because I've heard it before, the paid killer comment. It is true. It's simply true. And I know that it comes off to some people. Maybe it's not the best way to get the message across to people who are kind of on the fence. I could see how some people might close up when they hear it because it's used in a negative connotation. But to be honest, the military, its job is to kill. I mean, the military, it's just... War is just a bloody slaughter. And even when you support the war, in some ways I come off with World War II, I'm a little bit more hawkish on that than a lot of libertarians are. You were still a paid killer. Whether you believe it was a just war
right.
or not.
There's no connotation to it.
Life.
Murder is a connotation of legality right. or illegality, and I don't use that term. I say killer.
And I was shocked when you said it. I thought it was unnecessary at that point in the conversation. I didn't think he had gotten too incensed to where you should have shot back something like that. Like, if he had been beaten on you pretty hard, then it might have been fair.
Know, this, to me,
below the belt.
I understand where you're coming from. I'm annoyed by this sycophant sort of butt kissing that goes on with the military. You know, this whole military worship, this nationalistic thing. You better leave this damn country if you don't love what the military's done for you, because we fought and died for your freedom, pilgrim. No, you didn't. No, you didn't, you stinking, gun-toting government sycophant. You didn't do anything for me except what you did for the politicians. Mm. You took my stolen money in the form of tax dollars as your paycheck, and you did what the politicians told you to do. You didn't defend freedom. You haven't defended freedom. If you can make, you can say you defended the nation, I suppose, in the Pacific Theater of World War II, and I'm not exactly willing to go there. But
Alaska. They did invade Alaska.
And
Hawaii.
But Alaska and Hawaii weren't states at those point. Those were protectorates.
It was United States, though.
Those were a bunch of Indians that we were controlling that didn't even have a vote.
Yeah, it was still the United States.
Because what? The United States owned it? The United States government, but not the United States people. How many Americans were actually there that weren't in the employ of the military? See, this is it irritates me. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Like the crackpot conspiracy people irritate me. I totally understand, Mark, where you're coming from. I just wanted to share another kind of viewpoint.
How many people, brown people, do we have to kill before
killing anybody?
The United States, the military, the paid killers, how many of them do they have to kill before we call them paid killers? That's what I don't understand. Is all they are is a group of people that work for the government that kill when they're told to kill.
Just figured I'd share that with you, Mark.
I understand
your defense.
It's only my frustration. I understand where he's coming from. He's talking about convincing people and getting them on your side, and that's something entirely different. I don't know.
And I do have to say that by using that terminology, you are doing a good job of stripping the state of its legitimacy, which is something that you would like to do, Ian.
But we can still strip the state of its legitimacy by perhaps being a little bit more persuasive instead of so incendiary. I'm not saying there's not a time and a place to be incendiary. It just felt out of place to me when you just sort of dropped it into what was a conversation.
It just degenerated
from that.
But it was this conversation that had an underlying tone. Well, have you gentlemen ever served the United States Armed Services? So there was the foundation. He was coming from a foundation that the military is great. Well, I don't like your opinion. Would you like to come have cocktails with me at the American Legion Hall so my friends can beat you up for your opinion?
Yeah.
I mean, that just goes to show what kind of group of violent thugs he's talking about.
Absolutely.
And you don't disagree with my point. You just disagree with the way. And
I just felt it was inappropriate.
I was irritated and mad, and I'm not so sure that I'm not even ready to retract the statement.
I'm not saying you should have to. I'm just telling you how I felt, and I'm telling you how Matt felt about it. And I just wanted to get that out there in this whole this greater conversation about us getting emotional and perhaps not being as persuasive as we might otherwise be.
The comments have value, and they're legitimate.
We're humans. We make mistakes. We're going to say things that will be taken out of context, or will just blurt out that we might not necessarily have otherwise said. Will we lose listeners for it? Okay, yeah. Some people are going to get upset. They're going to tune out. Some people are going to tune in longer. They're going to tune in again to hear what another.
I contend that people stuck around to find out who the hell is talking about paid killers being the army.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane,
Maine Animal Repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Jay is on the line in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, Jay. Jay, Montana?
Far out, man.
Hey, dude.
How's it going?
Groovy. What's on your mind?
Groovy.
Yeah, it's all good here.
Far-reaching.
Yeah.
Man. Psychedelic. Psychedelic. I've known Dave since he came to Montana in 1978 from New Jersey.
Are you personal friends with Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's more Montanan than 99.44% of the people that have moved in here.
Really? How is it that you can make that claim?
Because he's got soul, he's got heart. He's a stand-up guy, he's not prejudiced. You know, if you're a stand-up guy in Montana, we don't care if you're pink or red or whatever. If you're a stand-up guy, that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's hard to understand for somebody who's not from Montana exactly what you would mean by, you know, a Montanan.
A stand-up guy.
There you gotcha. Go. We think so, too. What else was on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know where to start with you guys. Liberty.
We like that. Liberty is good.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Who are the enemies of liberty?
The governments generally.
Those who would want to control your actions.
Criminals.
Yeah.
So traitors in our government might be the enemies of liberty.
No, I would say everyone in government would be the enemy of liberty.
I'd say that, in fact, the government that the government is the
well,
enemy
not
of
everybody,
liberty.
Not everyone in government. I mean, there's a lot of little people here on the county level and the state level that are really working for their country, and they really believe in America.
Oh, that's true. Absolutely.
And
those people are pogs.
Republicanism or Democratism.
Right.
Or
they didn't get into those jobs. You know, like the city clerk, for instance, or whoever, the bureaucrats that take the payments for whatever department it is you're paying them for, they just wanted a job. You know, that's all they wanted.
And many of them
wanted,
do great jobs.
Yeah. Well, they do their best.
They do their best inside of those systems.
But yeah, they are essentially cogs in a inherently wrong system known as the government. So, yeah, while they may not be gangsters, there are certainly gangsters in the government.
They're marginalized. They're separated from, you know, one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing, and they don't know that they're ruining their own families.
Oh, yeah, they're completely oblivious. In fact, I've got an email here we're not going to get to tonight, but maybe tomorrow, between Sam, who called in earlier from Texas, and one of the city councilors here in Keene, named Cynthia, talking about the voluntary society and how she just doesn't understand. And yeah, most of the people in government are completely oblivious to the fact that they are involved with and endorse an inherently violent system. They don't want to understand it because to understand it would mean that they would have to come to terms and come to grips with the fact that all of this time they've been supporting a violent system.
They're
and
like,
so they don't want to
like
see it.
It's like finding out that grandpa was a child molester and they don't want to admit to that.
Yeah, that's got to be the feeling.
And so that's why us here in Montana are a little upset about identifying the enemy. And it's the same enemy that is, you know, they're flooding our borders. And I love the Mexican people. I love all people. I'm not prejudiced. But they're flooding the borders. It's costing us $364 billion. Dollars a year.
Wait, how's that
exactly?
I think
before you go on there, those are propaganda numbers.
Wait, before you marginalize me now.
I'm not marginalizing. I'm pointing out.
Not a crackpot theorist.
I'm telling you that there are all kinds of numbers all over the place.
I know that. I heard your point earlier.
And the point is that those people also, they eat food, they drive cars, they live in houses, they spend a lot of money, too. I'll grant you that they use services from the government that I wish were not there, but I contend that that's our fault for putting the services there in the first place. The United States government's, the people of the United States' fault for allowing the government to get that large, not the people of Mexico who simply want to come here and work for a living. Because we have a system in place that is bad, we shouldn't allow people in. Let's get rid of the bad system and allow people to come here and work hard and grow a life like our ancestors could back before they had this huge immigration bureaucracy that could actually track people. You know, who do we know how somebody was legal or illegal? They brought them into Ellis Island, they ruined their name, and they sent them out the door in 3 days.
Are you there?
We're here.
I agree with you for the most part. But there is an agenda by the enemies of liberty that you have to take into consideration on that fact.
Okay, what's the agenda? Who are the enemies of liberty?
Well, I mean, you mentioned the government and the traitors in the government.
No, these people aren't traitors, Jay. They're doing what they think government should do. Government 80%
of Americans want
the top end. I'm talking about the top end, the ones that are flooding Europe with immigrants and they're flooding the Americas with immigrants. I mean, America with immigrants.
How are the top end politicians flooding taking the poor people of the world and pushing them different places?
Jay?
Because they're not defending our borders. They're deliberately tearing apart the Constitution. They say that, you know, any Democrat who says that we're going to end the war in Iraq is lying because they're building the biggest embassy in the world They're in the Vatican and building, what, 28 bases in Iraq? So any Democrat that says they're going to end the war is a liar. And any Republican that says he's going to close the borders to illegal immigration and all the crime and all the disease that comes with that is lying, too.
Well, I would say he's lying because you couldn't do it even if you were in charge of the government. You can't close down the border because simply people...
Oh, yeah, there's lots of ways to do that.
Go ahead, give us some ideas, Jay.
Dave in Montana... has the perfect way to do that, and that's arrest the people who hire the illegals.
I don't think Dave would call that.
End the welfare state.
Don't put words in Dave's
mouth. End the welfare state. I'm for ending the welfare
state. To come here. That's one way to end it.
Do you really want to arrest Americans that give people jobs?
Yep.
So if I help somebody come here,
because it's the same old story. But let's not get off on that.
Let's get on that because we agree on a lot, but that's not interesting radio.
In the 1940s, people from North Dakota came into Montana as cheap labor, and to this day we still tell North Dakota jokes because they said they were just doing the jobs that Montanans weren't doing. No, that's not the truth. That's because if 20 Italians come in here and live in a house and buy a new pickup truck and start a window business, you know, they can work cheaper than one
Montana.
That's great.
That's what the free market is about. People coming in and offering services at a competitive rate.
That's not free, though. It's not fair. It's not free and it's not fair.
What competition's not fair?
Yeah,
dude,
competition is fair, man, but if all the regulation was taken off of that, then it would be fair and it would level out. And
then
I
let's talk
it.
About the real issue.
Right. So you're complaining about regulations. Regulations are things written down on paper that are enforced by guys with guns, not free people interacting
freely. Not by law. I mean, and not by Congress. We're being governed by regulators.
So let's not go after Mexicans because the regulators
or
the North
Dakotans.
After Mexicans. I said Italians.
It's not the Italians' fault. It's not the Chinese. It's not the North Dakotans' fault. It's the government. It sounds to me like you've identified two big government problems, and problems with government, of course, and that is regulation, and also the fact that there's this welfare state here, and you've already agreed that we should get rid of those things. So in the absence of all that, if I decided to help somebody come here from another country or wherever, then and you found out that I had helped smuggle someone here and maybe given them a room to rent in my house and hired them to answer phones for Free Talk Live, would you want me to go to a jail cell, Jay?
I'd have to examine the whole situation. I mean, what were your motives? Anyways,
my motives were to help somebody move here.
Were you doing it? I hate to use the word legal because I like to use...
Oh, I guarantee you it would be fully illegal, sir. I guarantee you that because I don't obey silly man laws. I'd like to thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. We'll try to sneak you in even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support the show, we need your vote. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com as soon as possible, because we need your votes to pump our numbers up on the Podcast Alley Top 10. 100 votes would take us into the first position. 200 votes would really lock us into that first position pretty effectively, and we know that thousands of people are listening to the program on a nightly basis, so maybe you could be the next person to go to vote.freetalklive.com. I mean, I doubt that most of our listeners hate us. That seems unlikely. I understand that there are people that listen to different radio programs because they absolutely hate the hosts and, you know, just want to hear what they want to say next, but I doubt that's the super majority of our listeners.
It doesn't seem like they would even bother listening to our fringe political ideology if they didn't agree to some extent. You know, some people are being converted every evening, and that's one of the ways you can help that happening, if you do believe in liberty, at least to some extent, is to go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com.
Right.
Because here's how it works. You vote there. We end up being the number one podcast, as we are month after month, usually. And now we're sitting in fourth place, which stinks. And I'm able to parlay that into more advertising on the show, therefore making more money for us, making us able to do this show, longer. And you know, bringing the message of freedom and liberty to more people.
Right. We do, as you know, put this program on the internet in podcast form every single night. During the radio, if you listen on the radio all week long, you'll hear 18 hours of content. But in podcast form, it's missing the news breaks and the commercial breaks and all that. So it's basically 12 hours a week of online content that we do totally free, unlike those other radio talk show hosts that charge you for that sort of service. So one of the things we ask you to do in return is to vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference, and we would appreciate it. That's vote.freetalklive.com. As we go to Jeff in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey,
I got a question for you. I'm going to change the subject a little bit. Appreciate the conversation tonight. I got an earful while I waited, but
yes, sir.
I'm from KGEZ, but I'm not going to talk about conspiracies.
Okay.
Obama made a comment that he wants to take money from the oil companies and do a credit for energy credit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Besides
here's my
being unconstitutional.
What does that mean? I don't understand it.
Okay.
Yeah, here's my question. And one thing I appreciate you guys is your understanding of the economy and how it's supposed to work. So I want to pose a question to you. And if I purchased an item for $10,000,
okay,
and I sold it for $12,000, and I'm making $2,000 profit per item.
Right.
And that's, I mean, we're in a free market, right?
Okay.
Okay, so I do that for 10 years, and I sell, you know, X amount of these, let's say 100 of these things a year, so I'm making $200,000, right?
Okay.
And all of a sudden, everybody decides they got to have one, and I sell a million of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have windfall profits now, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't change necessarily the pricing. So here's my question is, what in any politician's mind makes them want to go after an oil company when their cost of doing business, I mean, just because, you know, what looks like windfall profits because the volume of profits there doesn't mean that the percentage of profit is any greater than it was.
Well, here's the answer to your question. Public relations, I mean, it's all about getting votes. People, when they see those gas prices, which are not the oil company's fault, they're inflation. It's the government that's inflating the money supply, the number one cause.
Printing dollar bills.
Yeah, but that's in my opinion. And so when people see those gas prices, they get upset. And when Americans get upset, they've been trained to do something. They've been trained to say, and I'm sure you've heard it before, there ought to be a law. These darned oil companies out here hijacking our rates and pricing up these things so high. This is terrible. And so they place the blame in the wrong place. They blame the oil companies, and of course the media feeds into that frenzy, and the politicians are right there to run right along with it and say, yeah, these oil companies making too much profit. I mean, when Pepsi and Coke actually make more as far as the percentage of profits are concerned.
Profit margin.
Right, so they make more, but yet Pepsi and Coke, they're not the bad guys of the moment. It's the oil companies because it's politically feasible. So Obama and McCain or whoever it is that's out there promoting these ideas, they know that when they get up on stage in front of an audience full of people who've been paying what they consider way too much for gasoline, and they say, if you elect me, I'll crack down on these evil oil companies that are gouging you with these crazy prices. I will come to your savior. I am your savior. Just elect me. That's all it is. It's just politics, man. That's what they do.
Well, and that's why I wanted to kind of bring it up, because that's a scary thought to me. You know, I mean, who's next?
It's exactly right.
And, you know, any politician's mind is, you know, what we're looking at is, you know, you can only tax the people so much, so the money's got to come from somewhere. So let's just start pulling these shenanigans, and they think that the public's going to be on their side because nobody likes the gas prices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Let's, you know, I want to make my statement. Wake up! It's, you know. Let's set that aside and look at the fact that, I mean, there's nothing right about that idea.
You're absolutely right. There's always some sort of enemy, though. The government, it feeds off of this. The government has to create boogeymen out there, whether it be terrorists, the gas companies, immigrants, or whatever. There's always, or communists from back in the 50s. There's always something, some sort of enemy of the moment that they can, sort of create this, this enthusiasm or this anti-enthusiasm or whatever it is about in the populace to get them to support their regulations and getting them to vote for them. That's what it's about. And so there will be something that comes next, and your question is great. Who will it be? It could be any industry. It could be any business, and it could be targeted for whatever reason that they want to make up.
Yeah, and I believe that the windfall profits tax, speaking about it specifically, something similar was tried under the Carter administration. And I'm not sure of all the details, but I know it was largely perceived to be a flop because it didn't actually improve anything. It just taxed the profits of oil companies. And obviously when you tax companies on their profits, they have less money to reinvest into new developments for new technologies and new drilling. So it's not going to fix anything, but it's just a political move.
Jeff, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. We appreciate it as another example of, you know, another industry that who would have thought. How about baseball? with the steroids. I mean, calling in the baseball people to come testify in front of Congress, total pandering to make it look like we care about drugs, we're going to put a stop to this.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm surprised they haven't gone after the salaries of many baseball players. As far as I'm concerned, baseball annoys me by and large. I don't like the sport. It comes on during my radio shows on the local radio station, and thereby annoying me. To me, it's, as far as sports go, I would rather watch football or hockey or one of those other ones. It's a little slow for me. I'm not disparaging you if you like baseball. God bless you. But I'm surprised they haven't gone after what many of these baseball players make. As far as I'm concerned, they should make whatever they can get paid.
Oh, I'm with you there.
But I'm surprised that politicians haven't been used to go after what athletes make.
Well, I think the reason why is because it doesn't seem as evil in the sort of the public's mind about, you know, well, who's worse? Is it the owners of the teams or just the guys that are playing ball? So it's easier for them to pick on the ownership because they're the evil corporate men or whatever versus going after the employees, so to speak. Let's continue, though, with Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, you had a caller call in a couple days ago who had a situation where the government took a section of his front yard and put a road and then sent him a bill.
Yes.
I don't know if you recall that, but I have a similar situation on a smaller scale. They the local government took and did what they called a beautification process, where they took 13 blocks of the main street, and my rental property was on that street, and they ripped up the sidewalk and then replaced everybody's sidewalk and then sent everybody a bill.
What was the bill for?
Well, it wasn't that much. It was $700 because it's a row home, and I only was responsible for about 16 feet of sidewalk. But they had just ripped up the sidewalk in front of my home a year prior to replace the natural gas line. And I just thought it was silly, so I decided just not to pay. And it went for a year, and I got, like, a few bills in the mail, and I just kind of disregarded them. And then about 2 years ago, I kind of wanted to get out of the rental business. And here what they did was they put a lien on my house.
They didn't even send you notice of it?
No, they did. I didn't get it till later because it went to the house and my tenant just kind of shoved it in a drawer.
What a surprise.
Right after he moved out, I found this notice in the drawer. So I called him, and actually what happened was I had to pay him $700 plus a $250 lien charge, which I don't know what you have to do to put a lien on a house, but it cost me another $250.
It's a bureaucrat. They put a piece of paper in a file.
I think that there's a judge involved.
Yeah. So, the downside of it is, so I got that done, put it up for sale, and then they contacted me again and said, sorry, you're not allowed to sell your house because your sewer line is connected to a neighbor's sewer line and then runs into the main sewer line, and we just passed a new law stating you have to have your own sewer line before you're allowed to change title to your house.
I wish we had more time to discuss this, but we are out of it. Do keep us informed as to your situation. It sounds awful, and we will be back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.